May the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. We usually speak at you, but today I want to speak to you. You're usually told what you should do and how you should do it and how you should live and what your faith should be and how you should practice your faith, all of these things. But today I want to say something even more important. And that is that you are actually living as martyrs in this world. As much as we try to push you, and as much as we try to get you to live in a particular kind of way, we also understand what a struggle it is that you face every day. By walking out of your front door, you face a struggle. By walking out of your front door, you face temptation. And every year it is more and more intense than the year before it. Every year you struggle more. Because every year this world becomes less a place of God than it was. You've been talking over this weekend about the church and the role of the church in society and your role within the church. The church must be a witness. And the importance is that I want to talk to you about very briefly, because we've only got about 15 minutes. So I'm going to make this short and I'm going to make it as brief as I can. That the disciples were given a very clear mandate that they must witness to all the nations and spread the word and spread the message to every creature. The church is a tool and a vessel of mission of spreading the word of God in the world. And spreading the word of God at different levels. And the church can only spread the word of God if you yourselves are convinced that that is part of your work and her work. This generation is a generation that is being hit by many diseases. One of them is selfishness. One of them is apathy. In selfishness, well, if I'm okay, then that's all that matters, because I'm important and nobody else is important. If it's a disease of apathy, it's who cares? Who cares if people are saved or not? Who cares if people see salvation or not? Who cares about anything? It's just me. As long as I'm okay, that is what is important. And if we look at the life of our Lord himself, he, even as God, gave his life for us. As the shepherd, he sets down his life for the sheep. And as God, he laid down his life and made himself of no reputation. Why? So we could receive a message. So we could receive a message. Not only back then, in the days of his ministry, but until today, so we can receive a message. The church is a living, breathing body of Christ, and it breathes through you. Christianity is not, as I was telling part of you yesterday, it's not just an exclusive club. We're not just trying to call people to Christianity so we can outdo the Muslims, and outdo the Buddhists, and outdo the Hindus. We're not just trying to challenge the atheists. The reason we are putting forth Christianity in Christ is because it is a message of joy. It's a message of victory. It's a message of power. It's a message of salvation. And in a world that is defeated by sin, in a world that is broken and darkened by the presence of Satan, power and victory are very, very important things. Christianity is about joy. Our church is about joy. You must be about joy. It's not enough for you to just feel that you're Christian by name. They will see your deeds, and by them they will know that you are my disciples. They were the words of our Lord. By seeing the joy in us, the life in us. When our Lord spoke to those who didn't accept him, he says, "You have no life in you." But when people see life in us, because he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," then they see Christ in us. Are we vibrant? Are we lively? Are we effective? Are we joyful? Christianity is sometimes taken by some of us to be that we have to be somber and sad and very serious about everything. And especially Orthodox. The more Orthodox you are, the more serious you are. The bigger frown you have right there. That frown, that intensity, is not orthodoxy. Orthodoxy is not a sect. Orthodoxy is a way of life. It is our interpretation of Scripture. Our word is the Bible. Our message is the Bible. Our mandate is the Bible. As Orthodox Christians, as Coptic Orthodox Christians, we don't suddenly have our own agenda. And I think sometimes when we talk about orthodoxy, we forget that it's actually Orthodox Christianity. So we don't talk about our victorious church alone or our victorious history alone. We talk about Christianity from an Orthodox concept, how we live it, how we practice it, what we do. And that must be joy. Our Lord said that when we see him, we will have joy, and that joy no one will take from us. No one, nothing. No stress at work, no stress at school, no stress at university, no stress at home, nothing. The gates of hell themselves shall not overcome you. Nothing will overcome you. Having been given power and authority over serpents, scorpions, and all hostile forces, nothing will overcome. Why? Because the Lord has said, "For I am the Lord your God." He is the God of his church. He is the God of our hearts. He is the King of our hearts. He reigns over our hearts. He reigns over our church. He's the head of the church. He's the head of the church, the head that gives life to the rest of the body. Without him we can do nothing. But at the same time, without us, he also can do less. Even we as Christians have difficulty seeing God in the world. Non-Christians find it even more difficult. Lapsed Christians find it even more difficult. And so how do they see God? They see God through you and me. They see God through our lives, through our witness. They see God through what we can do. They shall see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Everything that our Lord said comes together. It all fits in together into one very tight, very beautiful picture. Pieces of a jigsaw puzzle coming in together. He's the light of the world. We are the light of the world. They will see us and give glory to him. All of those things. We have a mission. We have a mission to preach not only our faith so we have more Christians than other people, but we have a mission to spread the message of joy, that we all may partake of that salvation that God wants us all to be part of. The kingdom has been prepared for all of us. The kingdom is ready for all of us. The kingdom has no boundaries. There is no cutoff mark. It can take all people. And quite often we make ourselves very busy and concerned with non-Christians. What's going to happen to non-Christians? What's going to happen to people who don't believe? Are they going to heaven? How can God be so cruel? God couldn't be so merciless. Just one step at a time. One step at a time. First of all, God is completely merciful. God is completely loving. God is completely caring. God is completely just. And we know that the Holy Spirit calls all to himself and convicts all. There is a difference between someone who has not heard about Christ and someone who has heard about Christ and rejected him. How do people hear about Christ? It's always, yeah, well, somebody else will tell them. Somebody else will do it. It's not just somebody else. It is we ourselves who will also do it. It is we ourselves who also have that calling. How do people know about Christ? They know about Christ through us, through seeing his message, his light in us. So when the Holy Spirit calls all to himself, he is sometimes going to call them through us, through you and me. So our lives must be, as St. Paul said, worthy of the calling with which we were called, that we are sons and daughters of God. That is our calling. Our calling is to be sons and daughters, righteous, faithful, that people may see us and know him. When our Lord sent out his disciples, he said, "He who rejects you rejects me. He who receives you receives me." So what does that mean? It means that people see him in us. And he's happy with that. You know, sometimes some will say, "No, don't speak in my name. I didn't ask you to speak in my name. I didn't ask you to speak on my behalf. I didn't ask you to do anything." But our Lord says, no, speak in my name as long as you are speaking the right message. Speak in my name as long as you are calling all to me. Go out and preach to every creature. He said that to his disciples at the time. But we are the descendants of those disciples. Mission and witnessing is not just the role of the clergy. Mission and witnessing is the role of every member of the body of Christ. Because Christ lives in all of us equally, whether you are a clergyman, a layman, a laywoman, a child, teenager, an adolescent, an adult. Christ lives in us all. And we can see that by looking at the lives of the saints in our church. There is such a diversity, from elderly people to youths to children, men, women, people of great social position, people who are extremely poor, people who are rulers, people who are ascetics. It doesn't matter, because the Spirit of God is in us, all, and we all have that responsibility. When you leave this convention, leave it with that message. You are effective, valued, beloved members of the church, members of that body of Christ. And therefore, not only do you reap the benefits, but you must also observe what is required of you. observe the obligations, observe the commitment. Reap the benefits of service, of ministry, of pastoral care, of love, of guidance, of sacramental union, of the sacraments, of all of those things. Reap those benefits, but at the same time, stay committed to your responsibilities. Spread the word. Be good Christians. We don't all have to stand up on a street corner and preach Christianity. But you would be surprised how many of us can preach Christianity on a daily basis just by living in the world. Just by living. Just by people seeing how we react to situations, react to issues. You are valued members of the body of Christ, and as St. Paul says, members individually. And all members of that one powerful, victorious body. The body of Christ is not dead. The church is not dead. The church is alive. The church has outlived every form of persecution, every form of attempt to be subdued. It has outlived those. Why? Because it's not just made up of human beings. It is headed by Christ himself. Be children of your heavenly Father. Be descendants of your ministering ancestors. Be children of your saintly fathers and mothers in the church. Be witnesses to the word. Be proclaimers of the message and of the joy. And above all, in everything you do, in every word, in every deed, in every moment of every waking hour of every day, be a light that comes into the darkness and brings forth that little bit of Christ into a godless world that is in need of every help, that is in need of salvation, and that at the moment, more than ever, is in need of that presence of the light of God. And glory be to God forever. Amen.